Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today in studio, I've got Price City Councilman Lane Miller. And you know what? When Lane comes in, it's always a good time. Most of the time we talk music, but we're not going to talk that today.
Nope.
We're going to talk about pickleball because International Days is coming up, and we are going to have a pickleball tournament on Friday, August 5th. And the best part about it is, well, there's a couple great things about it. One, it's at night. I don't think it starts until, is it 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
Starts at 8 o'clock. And the other great thing is all the funds raised from the pickleball tournament, they're going to turn around and they're going to build two new pickleball courts. Lane, how are you today?
I'm terrific.
Well, good.
How are you?
I'm not doing too bad, really.
Good.
Not too bad at all. So let's talk for a moment about pickleball in Price, because this really, I mean, it sounds cliche, but pickleball in Price was really just one man's vision, wasn't it?
That's right.
Scott McKee.
Yeah, he moved to Price because he wanted to play pickleball.
And so he kind of went to the city council, got things rolling, and really was in, was integral in seeing the pickleball courts that you see now.
That's right.
He did everything, got volunteers to go out help, got the lines, everything painted, the court surfaces, everything. And you know what? They look great, and they're getting a lot of use, aren't they?
If you go by, I don't care when you go by, if you go by the park, you'll see a ton of people at the Desert Wave Pool, but the second most used item in Washington Park is the pickleball courts, especially in the morning. If you go early in the morning, that road is clogged with cars that are parked and they're playing pickleball.
And everybody goes and everybody plays, and it's just, it's really, the great thing about pickleball too is I would almost, it's pretty low impact.
People have a smile on their face while they're playing.
Right.
You can't say that about runners, can
no.
you?
No, you can't. So pickleball is very low impact, and it's really kind of started to take off here in the area. And once again, with this, the International Days tournament was really all about the volunteers too, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, they came to us and said, hey, can we do a tournament? You bet. Go right ahead.
Go right ahead. So once again, this is going to be on Friday night, August 5th, starts at 8 o'clock. And all the monies raised are going to stay there, and they're going to put in two new pickleball courts. Plus, sounded to me like you've got some pretty great prizes.
We have a lot of great prizes, and we have people who are coming from out of town, terrific pickleball players. The folks I know about, the family has a cabin in Schofield, and they come down every year, and they're coming to play pickleball, and they are pickleball fanatics.
And they're bringing their A game.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And that's okay. So, all comers, right?
I was going to say they're bringing their P game, pickleball.
Their pickleball game, yeah. But all comers, really.
That's right, yes.
So
all ages, all talent levels.
If anybody wants to be a part of this or play in this or anything, what's the registration fee and who do they need to contact? All that good information.
You need to call, get in contact with Jill Atwood. It's $15 per person. Should I give her phone number?
I would.
Okay. Call 650-5563 and ask for Jill.
And she'll get you all the information. She'll get you signed up and everything. You know, Lane, have you gotten out and played pickleball?
Do I have to answer that?
Well, it sounds like the same answer as mine. I sadly have not.
I have been a big supporter.
And so have I. You know what? I had you and Scott on the air quite a few times when he was starting out, and that's what he said. He was originally from here.
Yes.
And he came back, and he's like, I could live here if I just had pickleball courts.
Yeah.
So that's what he did.
Yeah, there's a real story behind that. I went to the council and told everybody, yeah, this is what we want to do, and everybody said yes. Scott came to me and said, well, you know, there's some basketball standards in the way. Can I cut those down? And I thought, we don't have a formal okay. So I said, cut them down.
It's better to.
So they got some grinders, just as the guy who was the supervisor over the parks went by and saw the last one come down and
started making phone calls.
Yep. but it was done.
Right. But what did Scott say? It was better to beg forgiveness than to ask permission at the time.
And that's exactly how that turned. Look how good it is.
Right, and sometimes that's all it takes, is something so simple as that to get them started. So once again, this is a pickleball tournament. It's part of International Days. Call Jill Atwood. Give her number out one more time.
650-5563.
Give her a call. She'll get you signed up. It's $15 per person. They've got great prizes to give away. And once again, all the money that they raise is going to go right back to helping them build two brand new pickleball courts behind the ones that are there already. So get out and have some fun. Enjoy it. This is what International Days is all about. And once again, it's not until later in the evening. It'll be cool. You can get out there and have a good time. Right,
and
Lane?
We do have lights.
They have lights. What more do you need?
That's it.
Just people to play in it.
Yep.
So go ahead and get signed up now. And once again, I think this flyer is on the International Days Facebook page.
It is, yes.
And if you have any questions, of course, you can probably call Price City. They can kind of tell you how to get to where you need to get.
You just go to the Price City web page, and there's a drop down for International Days. You can register for everything.
It's all right there. Lane, thank you so much for coming in
Thanks for talking to us.
Once again, we've been talking with Price City Councilman Lane Miller about the upcoming pickleball tournament that's going to be part of International Days on August 5th. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.